Shelby and Miles were laughing when they stepped out of the announcer. Its dark tendrils clung to the brim of Miles's blue Dodgers baseball cap and Shelby's tangled ponytail as the two of them emerged. Even though Shelby's body felt as weary as if she'd done 4 back-to-back sessions of vinyasa yoga, at least she and Miles were back on solid, present tense, ground. Home. Finally. The air was cold, the sky gray but bright. Miles's shoulders towered in front of her, shielding her body from the brisk wind that sent ripples across the white t-shirt he'd been wearing since they'd left Luce's parents' backyard on Thanksgiving. Eons ago. "I'm serious," Shelby was saying. "Why is it so hard for you to believe that my first priority is lip balm?" She ran a finger across her lip and recoiled exaggeratedly. "They're like sandpaper." "You're crazy," Miles snorted, but his eyes followed Shelby's finger as she gingerly traced her lower lip. "Lip balm is what you missed inside the announcers?" "And my podcasts," Shelby said, crunching over a pile of dead gray leaves. "And my sun salutations on the beach." They had been leapfrogging through the announcers for so long, from the cell in the Bastille, where they'd met a wraith-like prisoner who wouldn't give his name, into and right back out of a bloody Chinese battlefield where they didn't recognize a soul, and, most recently, from Jerusalem, where they'd found Daniel at last, looking for Luce. Only Daniel wasn't entirely himself. He was joined, literally, with some ghostly past version of himself, and he hadn't been able to set himself free. Shelby couldn't stop thinking about Miles and Daniel fencing with the starshots, about the way Daniel's 2 bodies, past and present, had been wrenched apart after Miles drew the arrow down the angel's chest. Creepy things happened inside announcers. Shelby was glad to be done with them. Now, if they could just not get lost in these woods on their way back to their dorm. Shelby looked toward what she hoped was west and started to lead Miles through the dreary, unfamiliar section of the forest. "Shoreline should be this way." The return home was bittersweet. She and Miles had entered the announcer with a mission. They'd jumped through in Luce's parents' backyard after Luce herself had disappeared. They'd gone after her to bring her home. As Miles said, announcers weren't to be pranced into lightly, but also just to make sure she was all right. Whatever Luce was to the angels and demons fighting over her, Shelby and Miles didn't care. To them, she was a friend. But on their hunt, they kept just missing her. It had driven Shelby nuts. They'd gone from one bizarre stop to the next, and still had seen no sign of Luce. She and Miles had bickered several times over which way to go and how to get there, and Shelby hated fighting with Miles. It was like arguing with a puppy. The truth was, neither of them really knew what they were doing. But in Jerusalem, there had been one good thing. The 3 of them, Shelby, Miles, and Daniel, had actually, for once, gotten along. Now, with Daniel's blessing, some might call it a command, Shelby and Miles were finally headed back home. Part of Shelby worried about abandoning Luce, but another part, the part that trusted Daniel, was eager to get back to where she was supposed to be, her proper era and place. It felt like they had been traveling for a very long time, but who knew how time worked inside the announcers? Would they come back and find they'd been gone just seconds? Shelby had wondered, a bit nervously. Or would years have passed?